This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Saturday, October 23. Treasure. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 6. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. You might think of yourself as a well-adjusted grown-up. But what happens when someone puts a scratch on your new car? What happens when the dog gets a hold of your new shoes? What happens when the market drops? When things like that happen, we can get upset. And even if we stay calm and collected on the outside, on the inside we might get really angry, grow bitter, and even fall apart. Because that thing that we treasured has suddenly been taken away. There's nothing wrong with caring for your stuff or saving for retirement, but Jesus wants to guard us from the temptation to turn material things into idols. If we're not careful, we can make decisions based on the size of our paycheck or the gains in our portfolio instead of following God's leading. So Jesus rightly warns us when he says that where our treasure is, there our heart will also be. Our time, attention, and resources can easily be given over to our money and our stuff if we aren't paying attention. Jesus' desire is that we come to see our relationship with God as our most valuable treasure. Full life with God, the source of our joy and comfort and purpose, is greater than we can even imagine. Pray with me. Father, help me to have a right relationship with you, recognizing that money and possessions are mere gifts that cannot satisfy. They can never be more important than you, the giver. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.